Question four. When did you realise the gravitas of photography as an important calling in your life? So I've talked before about the fact that art, design, the outdoors have always been a big part of my life since I was very young. So I always knew that when I was younger that I wanted to do something in the creative arts. And I wasn't really sure whether it was going to be art, design, photography, graphics, you know, something like that. But I knew from my own personal passion and my feeling towards the arts that I wanted to do something in that area. And it wasn't really until I had a trip in Australia where I was travelling up the coast from Sydney up to Cairns. And it was like a 3 or 4 month trip with my girlfriend, my wife now. And we basically went to every single place that we could in that time, looking for landscape, looking for places where we could feel a sort of harmony, I suppose, with nature. And I think seeing that landscape and carrying a camera with me the whole time to be able to document that landscape was the beginning of the story and the journey for me with photography. Because the whole outdoors and the ability to use an art, which is the art of photography, in order to be able to document that outdoor story is really what it was all about. So that was really an important calling. And stepping into the gallery, like I may have mentioned earlier, I saw Peter Lick. And Peter Lick is a landscape photographer who does a large panoramic, large format panoramic images. And they sort of blew me away at the time. And obviously his work is very saturated and very extreme compared to what I do now, more classic landscape, whereas my work is more sort of minimalist. But he certainly opened my eyes to what was possible with a camera. And I think that that was definitely the beginning, that journey and that visit to Australia and traveling for 8 months we were, gave me the time to really think about what I wanted to do in life. And even though I didn't go straight into professional photography then, which was 2001, it really gave me the seed that I needed in order to grow into what I wanted to become. So I bought my first digital SLR off the back of that trip and never looked back.